The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
It is Bring Your Dog to Work Day, though, first and foremost. So that's what we're going to talk about. Happy Bring Your Dog Your Work Day to Charlie Cullen, who's the owner of Cullen & Co. Jewellers. Charlie, you've brought the dog not just to your work, you've brought the dog to my work. Who's this running around the studio?
This is Buster. You don't mind him off lead, do you?
I don't mind Buster off lead. That's absolutely fine. Buster is potty trained and everything, I assume.
Buster is very well trained. We have a jewellery shop in town and we bring Buster into shop most days. And he'll be sitting at, he normally sits at the front door and we have a glass door, so he's very approachable.
So how long has he been coming in, or how old is Buster? Have you always brought him in?
Well, I suppose Buster, he's almost three. We started bringing him in, I'd say, by accident about 2 years ago, because we had to change nannies. So we started bringing him in to work, didn't want to leave him at home. And he's been coming in every day since.
And has he just become the latest in a series of dogs you've brought into work, or is this the first time you've brought the dog to work?
It's the of all the dogs I've ever had, this is the first time I've ever brought a dog into work.
And did much training have to happen for Buster to behave himself? Oh, Buster's having a little yawn there in the corner.
I grew up having dogs, so you learn how to train dogs, but he's a poodle, so they're actually quite easy to train. And, you know, it's just the basics, you know, sit, paw, stay, and he's really good at that. And plus, he is potty trained, so the things he never goes to the toilet inside.
So where does he go? Because you're slap bang in the middle of Dublin. Where does he go to the toilet?
Stephen's Green.
Oh, I see.
You can actually let the dog off in Stephen's Green on the outer perimeter, inside the park on the outer perimeter. You can let the dogs off the lead. You can take it into the centre section of the green, but you have to have the dog on the lead.
Okay.
But if he goes to the toilet, he'll go to the toilet there, but you obviously have to have poo bags.
All right, okay. So how does Buster then react when people come into the shop? I mean, does he kind of go over? Does he sniff the leg, or is he just happy doing his own thing?
You have to push a bell to get into our shop. So once the bell rings, he gives a little bark. And then he normally sits in one of the chairs, and we have a first floor and a ground floor. So wherever he is, he'll come down and he'll greet the customer.
Yeah.
But we do judge the customer. So sometimes, in most cases, everybody has a big smile on their face when they see a dog appear. And on probably one or two occasions, we have to gauge whether the customer may or may not.
Yeah, because what do you do when if someone kind of immediately looks a little nervous when they see the dog coming? What do you do?
First thing we ask is are you okay with dogs?
Yeah.
And I think it's probably only on one or two occasions where they've said, I'm afraid of dogs. But and then we respect that and we just take Buster, off the shop floor and then, he's out of sight, out of mind.
Okay. Listen, stay with us. Tara Duggan, our deputy news, our head of news here in News Talk is with us as well. But before we hear from Tara, Josh Crosby, our reporter, has been asking people on the streets of Dublin what they think of bringing your dog to work.
Great idea, yeah.
You'd be a fan of it, would you?
Yeah, we have dogs. I have a Yorkie and she's got a Jack Russell.
Jack Russell, yeah.
Yeah.
I bring her everywhere if I could, everywhere.
They're like therapy dogs.
Yeah.
But once they behave and, nobody's allergic to her and they're not barking, bring them to work.
And what about if they're having a little accident then on the work?
You pick it up.
Exactly.
You own that dog, pick it up.
And would there be a smell in the office then, though?
Yeah, you need to open the windows.
Bring some air freshener.
They only take stuff. I've seen it before, perfectly honest.
Creating a mess, the smell.
Doesn't work. Distraction. An unnecessary distraction, so I don't know who brought it up.
If you were a manager or a boss, you wouldn't
no
be
chance.
Having it.
No chance.
So who have you got here?
Coon.
Coon, and Coon is a
mixed breed rescue.
Rescue, and what about bringing dogs into work now? What do you think of that idea?
Yeah, do as much as I can. So I've been doing that since pre-COVID with this fella. As long as you're aware of people around you, if there's any skittish people or anything like that.
Are you working in an office?
Yeah.
And how do your colleagues react? Are they happy to see Coon come in?
Yeah, by and large. One's allergic to him, so I just manage the days that she's not there.
And wait, what was the decision to...?
Director in the business, so it was my decision. I just wanted
to bring
him.
Yeah.
Rather than leaving him at home all day. He's a bit of a chewer if he's left alone, so I choose skirting boards and stuff for that.
As someone who's introduced a dog to the workplace, what would you say to others who might be considering it?
Yeah, recommend it. Once the dog's suited to it, and do consider your colleagues as well.
What do I think of bringing dogs into the office? No, I've only ever had one person bring the dog into the office, and it was great, but...
Just a novelty, maybe not every day?
Not every day. I love dogs, but the hair, the peeing, the poop, and it wouldn't be for me now. Keep them at home, work from home, you're a lot happier.
Some dogs could be a part of people's lives, so if they don't have that dog around them, they might feel uncomfortable in the workplace, but if they have a dog around them, then that could be their best friend at home, and if they have them in their workplace, they might feel more comfortable in the workplace.
All right. So some of the views of people on the street in Dublin being shared with Josh Crosby. Buster's after jumping up in the seat here beside me. I think maybe he has an eye on my job. Like I say, Tara Duggan, our deputy head of news, is with us as well. Tara, how would you feel about kind of a mandatory bring your dog to work day in News Talk Towers?
I wouldn't be in. I would have to take the day off, Kieran, quite honestly. Even as I was hearing about the dog at the door of the jewellery shop, I would not cross the threshold. I'm scared of dogs. I appreciate that's my problem. But I think that there's no place for them in a workplace. I understand the ethics behind the bring your dog to work day. It began with good intentions to try and raise the issue of adopting dogs. And, you know, I agree with all of that and I support that. But I think that just bringing dogs into a workplace or workplaces launching initiatives where people can bring their dogs is just wrong. I think it's disrespectful. There are many people like me who experience trauma any time I see a dog. And in the case of of Buster, who I'm sure is gorgeous, sitting there beside you and roaming around the studio, if I heard a bark, that's me, I'm gone.
Okay.
It's deeply traumatising. And I think yeah. Kieran, what you can hear, I think, in anyone I know who has a dog and loves a dog, just feels that everyone loves dogs.
Well, that's what I was actually about to ask you, Tara, is there's always this kind of assumption, I think maybe more so with dogs than any other animal, that everybody loves a dog.
Yeah, and it's not the case. I mean, I have cats, Kieran. I fully understand that many people absolutely can't stand them.
Tara, you're not bringing the cats to the office. I'll tell you that.
And I wouldn't do that. And I know from speaking to colleagues that they would be absolutely horrified if I did. But yet, when dogs are brought to the office, and they sometimes are, there's really no consideration given to people who either have a fear of dogs or people who have allergies. And sometimes these things are not even discussed in advance. I've also seen companies hiring whereby they will say in their job ads, must be comfortable with the dog in the office. And that's quite discriminatory for anyone who either has a traumatic fear or has an allergy.
What has been the reaction when you've brought that up, when dogs have been brought into the office and you've said, sorry, I'm actually not a fan of your dog running around this place?
Yeah, it doesn't go down well. Because again, I think, you know, and dog lovers really do love their dogs. And anyone I know who has a dog will always say to me that they feel like it's another member of the family. And while I accept that, it's just not how everyone feels about them. I wouldn't bring my child into work. It's a member of the family. I could have separation anxiety being away from my children, but I'm not going to bring them into work. I'm not going to foist it upon anyone else around them. I'm not going to have a situation where they might pee on the carpet. I'm not going to have a situation where they may soil on the carpet. It wouldn't be right. I'd be looked at, and I'd probably be asked by the HR department to leave. If people feel they can do it with their dogs, and companies feel that it's okay.
Well, thankfully, Tara, you're not here because Buster is still up beside me here in News Talk Studios, having a sniff of the microphone and a look around. And Buster's owner, Charlie, still with us. Charlie, what do you get out of bringing Buster into the office?
Do you know, I suppose with our staff, we always ask our staff, like, are they comfortable with us having a dog on the premises? And if once a staff member says, no, they're not comfortable, well, then we'll respect that. And then we'll find an alternative. We wouldn't bring Buster into work. So we're quite lucky in that respect. But he is a stress reliever. You know, at any given moment, you know, at some stage, when we all know Buster has to go like, do his potty business, we have our staff fighting, like, taking him to the park. You know, and when they take them to the park, it takes them away from the, you know, the day-to-day stress of work, and they really enjoy it. But it also helps them interact with other people, because when you have a dog in the city, for some reason about having a dog in the city, walking around on the lead, it just attracts other people, and it's an icebreaker.
Well, I tell you, I have a dog at home and I wouldn't bring him next nor near this office because he is absolutely buck ape. Plus, he's a golden retriever and the whole place would be covered in this kind of golden downy fluff, which is the nice thing about Buster. There's absolutely no shedding.
And he's hyperallergenic as well.
All right, okay. Another reason in favour. But listen, I think Tara makes some really good points as well about the kind of the assumption maybe that everybody loves them. And I appreciate Charlie's as well, you know, quite clearly setting out that that is something you talk to your staff about. Thanks a million for coming in to us. And thank you to Buster. Buster now is lying down having a little snooze on the chair beside me. He's got bored of the conversation.
Thanks.
Don't worry, Buster. You can get back to work. Charlie Cullen is the owner of Cullen & Co. Jewelers. Tara Duggan from our newsroom as well, our deputy head of news. Tara, thank you very, very much. Jura says, Kieran, tell Tara to go to counselling over that dog trauma rather than discriminating against... Well, it's not Ruby. It's Buster is the name. And I think Tara, for what it's worth, like, I think Tara's kind of well within her rights not to have to go to counselling over something and to simply say, no, you're not bringing the dog to the office. Dogs should be allowed in work as long as the dog behaves. I have a retriever and he goes everywhere with me. We do cleaning and he comes into the majority of offices and private homes, shops, restaurants, bars, etc. If your dog is dirty and smells, then it is likely it is your fault. Well, your retriever is a lot better behaved than my retriever, it sounds like.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.